May the Lord help us to commence by singing from the hymn sheet. Come ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. The first hymn.
read together from the most holy word of God, from the first epistle general of Peter, and reading chapters 1 and 2. First epistle general of Peter, chapters 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth for ever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth for ever. And this is a word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evil doers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honour all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep, going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us Irenaeus' most holy word, and grant all need help now in prayer. Most kind and gracious God, O thou hast lengthened out our time here upon the earth, to gather once again in thy courts on this the Sabbath evening. O Lord, we're still upon praying ground. The day of grace has not ended. Ah, blessed be God, that as we would bow the knee before thee, both in this public way and manner, and also we trust in the pew, that there is that one that sitteth on the mercy seat, that waits to be gracious, and that the voice of our cries will answer. Oh, to the beggars poor at mercy's door, to the poor and the needy, those that seem to be, truly feel and know their lost and ruined condition. Those that are brought to know what it is to tremble at his word. The Lord testifies against them, and they have to confess that of sinners they are the chiefest. The foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, may we be found as venturing sinners, with nothing in our hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling, naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace, foul I to thee fountain fly, wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, to be found amongst those, even as a hymn writer in the hymn we've sung, to venture on him, venture wholly, let no other trust intrude. Oh, to be drawn unto thee, drawn out of self, drawn out of fleshly works, and to look alone unto one, the Saviour of sinners, one that was raised up from all eternity, that in the councils of eternity, there was wrought out that plan of salvation, that one, the eternal Son, should take upon himself that body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin, that should so condescend to be a man and die, made under the law, to be the law fulfiller, where we will never fulfill it. If we were spared to many, many years here upon the earth, we shall never fulfill it. For we find again and again, sin, fresh contracted guilt, how often we are involved, how oft are we involved, and truly there is sin mixed with all we do, and our very best is stained and dyed, our all is nothing worth. Oh, to be found venturing by faith, God-given faith. Ah, to look unto one who is able. Ah, that one is able and willing to do for a poor sinner more than they can ask or even think. Oh, able and willing. Oh, doubt no more. That one that, has been brought to see such a beauty in Christ. Thou hast become all their desire. Come again and again. Oh, there might be those found here this night. Ah, venturing into thy courts like those Greeks of old. Whither, sir, we would see Jesus. Thou hast become their desire. Ah, thou hast become that one whom their soul loveth, that quickened soul. Ah, once they saw no beauty in thee, that they should desire thee. But now, by thy blessed Spirit, leading and teaching and drawing unto thyself. So, Lord, we plead, lead us each. Leave us not to anything short of thee. Oh, leave us not to anything which is short of thee. For if we're left to that which is short of thee, oh, what a day it will be in our dying day. Oh, to find that we have a sandy foundation, that when that great storm, that one last great storm blows against, oh, there will be no standing there. But all to be found, yes, upon Christ the solid rock. When all other standing will be as that sinking sand. And so, Lord, we plead, may our desire be even as the apostle, that I may be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is of faith in Christ. Oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, it must be then more than notion. Something must be known and felt. And so, Lord, we plead, do not leave us to notions. Leave us not to just that which is merely of the flesh. Leave us not that to that which, some of us went a long way with that which was nothing of the nothing but of the flesh. Nothing but that head knowledge. Nothing was known and felt in the heart. But, O Lord, when thou dost convince a poor sinner of his sin, when thou dost bring him under the law, he knows what it is to tremble at thy word, and all that which is of the flesh, that which he once rested in, is cut up root and branch. Lord, if there is such resting upon anything which is not of thee, cut it all up root and branch. Take the axe to it. Lord, we plead. And may there be yet that cry unto thee, Lord, have mercy upon me. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And so we plead to take each in hand, from the youngest here to the oldest. Lord, we realize once again, we fast hasten on. Eternity, truly, it is a tremendous sound. And, O Lord, we find our old nature is still bound to the things of the earth, still very much satisfied with carnal things, even as a world would seek and find satisfaction in it. But, O Lord, may we be brought to see there is death and decay on everything. There shall come an end to all things. And then what? Oh, we shall have to, each of us will have to appear before the judge of all the earth, who will not at all acquit the wicked. Oh, may it please thee. Oh, may we long to be clothed upon with thy righteousness, clothed upon with that robe which Christ hath wrought. that spotless, seamless robe. There might be in that day, when we shall have to answer for the deeds done in the body, that it might be one that answers for us. Our advocate, our glorious high priest, with that offering, of his own heart's blood, with that offering of his sufferings and his death and his merits, it might truly be 'tis he, instead of me, is seen when I approach to God. So, Lord, we plead, look upon us each in mercy, and as we have found in thy courts this night, search our hearts and try our ways. And all, if we're found in that way which is that broad way which leadeth unto destruction, bring us yet even into that narrow way, where straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But it leadeth unto life, life eternal. Oh, Lord, we plead then. But do remember each one in their varied and various scenes as we pleaded this morning. And perhaps there are those things which are on the morrow, in that path that thou hast caused them to walk in, perhaps in paths and ways which they've not been heretofore. Lord, do be unto them and make it truly known unto them, as thou art that shepherd of the sheep, and thou art that shepherd that has borne them all the days of old. And thou art that shepherd that goes before his sheep, and he leadeth them forth by that right way, that they might go to that city of habitation, whose builder and maker is God. But oh, we prove, do we not? It is through all our trials and tribulations. Without trials and tribulations, we soon become rich and have need of nothing. And so in those things which regard our pathway here below, those paths which we've not walked in heretofore, when perhaps the things have been overturned, things brought to naught, doors closed, the way hedged up, things hard to be understood, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. The Lord heard and answered and delivered. And is it not then, there is that song of praise. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Like also as we read in that precious psalm, whoso is wise. And so as we're led along, and we add year to year in our pilgrimage here below, we're going to have to look back and see those Ebenezer stones, those stones of help. Whoso is wise, yes, those stones of help, when the Lord appeared, and the Lord did wonders, wrought wonders for a poor sinner, whereof we're glad. Made ways where there seemed to be no way. Opened doors when doors were closed. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. And so we plead to remember each one from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, undertake for them, manage all, by the way unto the end. Lord, we would bear before thee, one true church in this dark and evil day in which we live. But we thank thee that we have at times good news from a far country as we hear this and that, as thou dost work amongst the people still. Thou dost work thy wonders when thou dost loose stammerous tongues, when thou dost cause even the dumb to speak. Oh, we thank thee for it. And so, Lord, we would plead that thou wouldst hasten the time when thou would also bring many others to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour that they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. And so we would thank thee. That work goes on. And yes, we perhaps at times are very discouraged as we see a falling away. But, O Lord, then there are those encouragements. And so we would not despise the day of small things, but we will rejoice. And so, Lord, we plead as regards Zion, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. And, O Lord, we thank Thee that we have the open Bible. We have a freedom to gather without the fear of man or authority. None can lawfully make us afraid. Lord, maintain this privilege to us, we plead. And as Thy servants go forth upon the walls of Zion, Lord, go forth. May they go forth in the power of the Spirit. May Thy blessed Spirit seal the word home, send it home, that it might be like the sharp two-edged sword, dividing between the joints and the marrow, like the nail in a sure place. That effectual word, yes, in the power of the Spirit, entering into the heart of a poor sinner, arresting this or that one, in their mad career, bring out this one or that one out of that nature's darkness, or bring them into that life. May not be the liberty, not for that in that first place, but often there are those groanings, as we spake this morning, groanings of prisoners. Lord, all that it might be so. So we plead, send Thy servants forth, that they may go in the power of the Spirit and attend Thy word by the Spirit, seal it upon the hearts of many. And Lord, as we look upon Zion and our nation, awaken many sinners round to come and fill the places. Oh, there might be yet once again a building up instead of a closing. Closing those little hills of Zion, once those places where Thy people met for prayer and praise and worship of Thee. Oh Lord, we think at times our natural reason says, how can it ever change? But nothing is too hard for Thee. Oh Lord, we plead that it might be so in our lifetime. But Lord, remember then one Mr. Decker, when it is Thy will, grant him journeying mercies as he journeys over to this land. Lord, favour him in his soul and give him mouth, matter and wisdom. Grant him the tongue of the learned. And, O Lord, give him, all needed help in labouring in Thy name and also in his home country. O Lord, do remember them there. And we also think of those various churches that we know of. We know that there is that those of Thy true church everywhere. And so we'll plead for Thy true church, wherever they may be found in the far-off countries of the world. And Lord, we would especially pray for those that are persecuted for Thy name's sake. Oh, we cannot comprehend. We may have a measure of persecution, but nothing whereby it is where they meet in fear of their lives. But, O Lord, may Thy blessing abundantly rest upon them. May they know as they meet in fear, perhaps in the caves, in the woods, or in those far-off places. Or may they know in their midst, one, a precious Christ, that one, their hope, that they might rejoice as they meet. Yes, man may take away their life, but all that they may be given that faith, and so strengthen their faith that there is that one. Yes, that has gone to prepare a place for them. Yes, they may go down unto death like those that suffer for Thy name's sake even in this land those years ago. But their rejoicing was in Thee. And that sweet knowledge that, that time should come, even in their sufferings, there shall be an end to it. And then are taken home to glory. And so, Lord, we plead for them. But, O Lord, as we're enabled to gather this night, and once again in peace and safety, Lord, we plead that thou wouldest make one in our midst. Make one in our midst and break the bread of life unto us. Reveal thyself to some poor sinner. Lord, thou knowest. That one that feels perhaps they grope for the wall like the blind. Oh, but they long to lay hold upon thee. Like as we read that sweet account of Yedi of old. Oh, yes, even perhaps in the eyes of man, did not have a great deal of that natural understanding or comprehension of things. But, when the Spirit teaches, oh, what a desire he had. And he longed to lay hold upon yon lovely man, that one whom his soul desired, and he saw such a beauty in. Oh, and that time came when he saw yon lovely man. And that one, yes, he was taken from time to eternity. Was it not even in that night? But all that was that time appointed came, even unto that one. That time appointed, when thou dost favour Zion, favour those that wait and long to lay hold. And so we plead, those that wait, that waiting daily at thy gates, at the post thy doors. Oh, may it please thee, hasten that time when thou wilt reveal thyself. That one, the lovely man. So we plead, do help us now. Bless us each together. Do, do us each good, and send none empty away. Pardon and forgive then our many, many sins, our often failings, our constant shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 714. Why so cast down, dejected soul? A loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. Hymn 714.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to the first epistle, General Peter, in the second chapter, and read the first part of verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. The first epistle, General Peter, in the second chapter, the first part of verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Has Christ become unto you that one that is your desire? Is he that one that, yes, you long to lay hold upon? You feel that measure of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Lord has wrought in your heart that which, yes, once you're amongst those that were disobedient, didn't believe, wouldn't believe, hardened, hard in the heart, saw no beauty in Christ that you should desire him. But now, that one whom have not seen, whom having not seen ye love. Perhaps some may say, well, don't know whether I can come as far as that. Since I got into the vestry, the hymn, I believe it's 218, came to my mind. I think it's 218. No, not 280. Perhaps that language suits some poor sinner. Spake that way in this morning. Yes, regarding those who knew what it was to be under that burden of sin. That burden, wrought upon in their heart by the Spirit, knowing what it is to groan, the groaning of the prisoner. But perhaps even as the hymn writer, you wonder, no, 281, the hymn of Cowper's, the Lord will happiness divine on contrite hearts bestow. Tell me, gracious God, is mine a contrite heart or no? Perhaps you seem to waver. One moment you seem to blow hot and blow cold. I know the very feeling those years ago. Yes, sometimes it seemed every moment of the day, burdened, feeling to be bound in those slavish chains of sin and death. And perhaps on another time, a little hope raised up, a little hope in exercise, a little glimpse of Christ through the lattice of the gospel. And then, sins which seemed to testify against, sins of childhood and youth, sins of omission and commission, all seem to rise up, and what a great mountain and multitude they are. At times you wonder where you are and what you are. And so as Cowper, I hear, but seem to hear in vain, insensible as steel. If aught is felt, 'tis only pain, to find I cannot feel. Sometimes, and it was this verse that seemed to, well, brought me to this hymn, I sometimes think myself inclined to love thee if I could, but often, we're carnal, are we not, by nature? We came forth from the womb speaking lies. As we said this morning, we're each conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity, and who can know it? I sometimes think myself inclined to love thee if I could, but often find another mind averse to all that's good. My best desires are faint and few. I fain would strive for more. But when I cry, my strength renew, seem weaker than before. Thy saints are comforted, I know, and love the house of prayer. I sometimes go where others go, but find no comfort there. And then the closing verse, O make this heart rejoice or ache, decide this doubt for me, and if it be not broken, break, and heal it if it be. Ah, does that seem to sum up your desire, poor sinner? A doubtful case. Ah, wavering to and fro, sometimes seem to be insensible steel. Sometimes, yes, you feel a little desire. I sometimes think myself inclined to love thee if I could, but often find another mind averse to all that's good. Ah, those faint, few and faint desires. But ah, what a mercy if we should have those faint desires, those wishes which seem so weak. 'Tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Ah, and did we not have, was it not in the in that hymn we had? Ah, we read in the Word of God, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And the dear Lord, did he not pronounce these words? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Ah, and that hymn, yes, with those verses which, for whatever reason, they're not in the in our hymn book. I know I've had them come to mind before, and I've got the copy of the hymn book of Hearts with Beeman's selection in the back. And there it is, and it's with all its verses. But oh, what a mercy. Ah, yes, that poor sinner isn't able to venture. Faith is given unto him to venture out of self and to venture on him, to venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. As a hymn writer put it, in that refrain there, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. The hymn began, did it not? Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. Ah, and the refrain there, he is able, he is willing, doubt no more. Ho, ye needy, come and welcome God's free bounty glorified, true belief and true repentance, every grace that brings us nigh. Without money, come to Jesus, come and buy. Ah, oh, it leads to that word we read, do we not, in Isaiah. Ah, oh, these gospel invitations to the poor and the needy, the hungry and the thirsty, those with a living desire, those quickened by the Spirit, they're the ones we are that thirst. They're the ones quickened, and you hath he quickened, as we read in Ephesians. You hath he quickened, and those whom he hath quickened, they know what it is to thirst and hunger after Christ and his righteousness. We read, do we not, in Isaiah 55, Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Ah, come unto me. So said just now that the words of the Lord, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Ah, and is not this your desire? And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Ah, the sure mercies of David, are they not that everlasting covenant? Oh, he is brought to his latter days. And he's rejoicing in his latter days. He didn't have much to rejoice in as he looked upon the nation and his family round about him. He saw in his own heart still that old nature, that old wicked nature that bubbled up and often, yes, entrapped his unwary feet. He knew what it was to be a sinner. He knew what it was to cry, ah, yes, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within. He knew what it was to be a sinner all the days of his life. But he could say this, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Ah, and yet he felt this in his soul, although he make it not to grow. But there, that sweet assurance in measure, ah, he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. These sure mercies of David, or is that your longing, poor sinner? That revelation of Christ, all that we made known unto your never dying soul. That one, ah, yes, that one, as we read. That one that has redeemed his church, his chosen, his people. Not with corruptible things as silver and gold. Not with those corruptible things. Ah, it cannot be bought. It is not in man's power to obtain it. But that which was wrought, was it not through that love, eternal love set upon that poor sinner? And it was through that which a precious Christ hath done in their room, place, and stead, that finished work. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Ah, that your faith and hope might be in God. Yes, in that one, verily God, verily man. Another hymn, you have to bear with me, but these hymns came to my mind. And it speaks of that one, even as described in the Word of God, as a refuge. We said this morning, I believe we quoted it, that refuge and strength, and that one in their troubles, that one, yes, bound up in that prison house. And the hymn writer Kent, in that hymn 1097, also came to my mind, a refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. That gospel is the gospel of Christ. When we hear and sometimes read of those things preached by some in the national church, it seems to cover everything and something, but barely ever touches upon the gospel of Christ. But the poor sinner, he comes up to the house of God. And his desire is like those Greeks. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Oh, you found as a coming sinner then. Oh, you come up to the house of God this night with that desire. Give me Christ or else I die. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Ah, this refuge. Oh, may you yet prove this refuge, a refuge for sinners. The gospel makes known. It's found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted. The weary, the tempted. Oh, do you find that describes your case and burdened by sin? Ah, many can speak of Christ. They speak of that joy which is nothing but of the flesh. And if you try and speak of sin and the burden of sin, they don't want anything to do with you. They'd rather walk away. But that one burdened by sin, yes, he at times feels he fain could take the name of Christ upon his lips. He feels, yes, he longs to be enabled to, but he cannot take it upon his lips, in that way, lightly. But oh, he longs for Christ. The weary, the tempted, the burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. This refuge for sinners, his love did ordain in Jesus the Lamb. Oh, that spotless Lamb. Have you need then of a sacrifice? Have you need of an offering? Yes, that offering, your sins, yes, as you read in the Word of God, and especially when you're trembling under the law, you saw those offerings had to be made. Offerings had to be made again and again when one fell into sin or sin was charged home upon the conscience. Those offerings had to be made. You have need of an offering. Ah, may you prove like Abraham of old. God shall provide himself a lamb. Ah, when Isaac inquired of his father Abraham, here is the wood and here is the fire, but where is the sacrifice? God shall provide himself a lamb. In Jesus a lamb from eternity slain. Yes, that was Abraham's joy and rejoicing. And he believed it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He saw those many years before, for it's revealed to him. Oh, plead that the Spirit might reveal these things to you. Plead that the Spirit... Yes, it's the Spirit that teaches. It's the Spirit that leads and guides. Ah, and the Spirit does reveal, does make known to poor sinners, leads them to Christ. I know I often refer to the Ethiopian eunuch and that precious account of that one. But there's encouragement, is there not? He was found in that lonely place, wilderness, a desert place. Oh, and if the world has been made that desert place to you, can't do once as what you did, can't walk in the ways that you once walked, tender fear of the Lord, has been manifest in you. We read of it as regards Zacchaeus, that tender fear of the Lord. He desired to lay hold upon Christ, desired to know whom this man was, to see who he was. The Ethiopian eunuch. That precious chapter, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. What a longing he had. What a longing he had. And it was by the Spirit teaching. Through the application of the word, through the preaching of Philip, when the Almighty God sent Philip down there to meet him. I believe the Lord is pleased in our day to hear such cries and those groans of those burdened ones. And he sends this one and that one. Yes, the servants of the Lord. Not always the servants of the Lord. Sometimes I believe that these things are made known and taught unto sinners, even in the midst of the pathway of life. Yes, we will not confine the Lord in the means which he uses. I felt many a time that even in my own home, going about those things of daily life, the Lord was pleased to appear and the Spirit entered in with power, revealed the things of Christ and made to my poor soul salvation known and that witness with the blood. And so is the Ethiopian eunuch, and so is Zacchaeus, living desires, not satisfied with anything short. And the same with the apostle. He knew what it was to have a fleshly religion. But when under the Spirit's power, that was all cut up, brought to nothing. Behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth. No doubt. Was it not this? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Like that Ethiopian eunuch, desiring to lay hold. Desiring to lay hold upon Christ. He saw, yes, in measure, no doubt, as far as his understanding could take it in, one spoken of there. Like Lazarus, when he is called forth from the tomb, I turned to it earlier as regards Lazarus. Yes, dead. And it was spoken of him, yes, for what corruption had begun to take place. His sister said, well, behold, he stinketh. Been dead these few days, and what corruptions we have found in, and yet, when that time comes, like it was with him, come forth. And he came forth, still bound with those grave clothes of sin and death. But then the Lord gave that command, loose him. Let him go. And so with the Ethiopian eunuch, there was a loosing of him. Yes, he was brought to that place whereby at the end of that chapter, he said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And he suffered it. It was suffered to be so then. But Christ revealed to him as that one sin bearer, one that had borne away his sin by his death and his righteousness, his death, his shed blood, as that spotless lamb. Same with Zacchaeus. What a desire he had. Nothing could prevent him, and yet he had many obstacles. He was small of stature, and there was a crowd about the Lord. A crowd about him, preventing, no doubt would have prevented, but couldn't prevent it. It couldn't prevent that woman with that issue. Couldn't prevent Zacchaeus. That work in the Spirit with him. Went ahead and climbed that tree. A living desire. And perhaps you've been like Zacchaeus. You come up to the house of God. You It would not be late. You've gone ahead and you sat in the pew. So bowing the head, pouring out the heart before the Lord. You sat there, unlike Zacchaeus. You long for the Lord to look up and say, call by thy name. Oh, what a mercy if it should be. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Bought thee with a price, mine own heart's blood. I've suffered in thy room place instead. All thy sins were laid upon thee. I've carried them away. Ah, yes, to be seen no more. Ah, that burden of sin. You long for it to be removed, long to be freed from it. Oh, the soul that shall enter. Ah, yes, that one ventures. That's an entering. Ventures there all, as we said to that hymn we sung. Venture on him, venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. I believe that one that ventures is that one that's fleeing to this refuge. And as the hymn writer goes on in that 1097, the soul that shall enter in safety shall dwell. There's no peradventure, poor sinner. Yes, you read of those accounts. Ah, that's outwrought in the heart of that Ethiopian eunuch. That was to the joy and rejoicing of his soul. And like Zacchaeus, this day is salvation come to thine house. Yes, in that first place, commanded to come down. Come down, Zacchaeus. Ah, goes back to that which we had this morning, where we read. Ah, and is it not so? For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. Ah, the soul then that shall enter in safety shall dwell. There's no peradventure of sinking to hell. The oath of Jehovah secures him from fear, nor shall the avenger of blood enter there. Ah, the avenger of blood cannot enter there. Ah, that one, as we read in that second chapter, because there is that one that so suffered. Ah, yes, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Ah, and the closing verse, for ye were. Ah, that venturing sinner, you hath he quickened, brought out of nature's darkness. Ah, one that once, ah, yes, in that way. Ah, and how it truly was so. We serve the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But oh, but God, Almighty God has wrought that in your heart, poor sinner, that venturing sinner, that were groans under his burden. 'Tis that but God, bound up in that, but God, who is rich in mercy, oh, for his great love wherewith he loved us, Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And then the next verse, and hath raised us up together. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Have you tasted then? Taste a little of his grace, his mercy, his favour. Has been a little imparted into your soul. That which has drawn you and draws you again and again. That venturing sinner. Enabled by the Spirit, brought upon by the Spirit, with that sustaining grace, that drawing grace, and is it not as we read in the Song of Solomon, draw me and will run after thee, black but comely, yes. But that burdened sinner, the soul that shall enter, in safety shall dwell, there's no peradventure, bound up in that covenant. That covenant ordered in all things and sure. That place of safety, shut in with Christ. There's no peradventure of sinking to hell. The oath of Jehovah secures him from fear. Nor shall the avenger of blood enter there. Place of safety. Like those cities of refuge. They had to flee. But those that fled to those cities of refuge, the manslayer, the avenger couldn't pursue them into that city. Place of safety. And like Noah and his family, they were shut in with Christ. Shut in the ark, has been shut in with Christ. The avenger of blood can never enter there. His refuge for sinners whose guilt shall appear as black as the confines of endless despair, who stripped of all merit whereon to rely, are taught by the Spirit to Jesus to fly. Should conscience accuse us, as oft times it may, his blood that can take its defilement away, in Jesus the Saviour the sinner shall view, a city of refuge. And righteousness too. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. May you, yet perhaps those that wait daily at his gates and the post of his doors. May the blessed Spirit plead that the Spirit might lead you into that truth. That you might be able to declare in that measure of assurance of faith. Yes, some have greater assurance of faith than others. But that measure of assurance of faith, whereby you can say, he is precious. He is precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Become all your desire. Venture then. Venture wholly. Venture on him. Venture wholly. Let no other trust intrude. None but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £735, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will administer the Lord's Supper after this service and receive our friend Sarah into church fellowship. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett, and God willing, Mr. Decker is expected to preach on Friday evening and next Lord's Day, and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 333. My soul, what means this sadness? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Bid thy restless fears be gone. Look to Jesus, and rejoice in his dear name. Hymn 333.
Oh,
dear Lord, do yet reveal thyself in all thy beauty and preciousness unto one or another, we plead. May they yet be brought to that time when they lay hold upon thee by precious faith. Perhaps proving like Zacchaeus of old. Yes, climb that sycamore tree, and that time came, and that is calling by his name. This day is salvation come to thy house. Perhaps like even that Ethiopian eunuch, or reading that 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Understandest thou what thou readest? How can I, except some man should guide me? Nor under the moving of the Spirit in one to speak, and also the Spirit in one to hear. There was that wrought. To the joy and rejoicing of his soul. That chapter speaks of one precious indeed. Oh, precious indeed. That sin bearer, that one that so suffered in the room, place and stead of those that have been brought to know and trembled at his word. Wrought upon by the Spirit and caused a groan being burdened. And so, Lord, we plead, do hasten that time when they shall likewise know of that song of praise. Cover the mantle of thy forgive it with the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss, and bless that which is of thee. May it enter into the heart by the power of the Spirit. And do gather with us now a little company as we gather round thy table. And, O Lord, remember one young dear friend, Lord, we plead for her. Keep the adversary at bay. And, O Lord, those that do desire and they long to be found there likewise, there yet is room. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.